Good afternoon. This is Tim Sharada, Executive Vice President of Guild Investment Management. Today is March 29th, and you are listening to Guild Investment Management's podcast. Today on our podcast, we have our Founder and Chief Investment Officer, Monty Guild. Also, if you like what you heard on the podcast, please feel free to subscribe, and you'll get that content on a weekly basis from us. And visit our website at www.guildinvestment.com, and you can get our weekly email updates as well. So you can receive email updates as well as listen to our podcast at your leisure. I would like to introduce again our founder and chief investment officer, Monty Guild.
Thanks, Tim, and hi, everybody. We've had a lot of volatility in the markets in recent weeks, and we know that you're interested in determining what the outlook is. Is this going to be a big down year for the market? Is this going to continue to rally now and be an up year? What's going to happen? Well, we believe, number one, you're going to have greater volatility throughout the year. You were up 8%, then you fell back 11.8%, and now we have begun a rally again today. We think the market will continue to be choppy like this throughout the remainder of the first three quarters of the year, with rallies of a month or a few weeks followed by corrections, and volatility will be normal. For the second year of the presidential cycle, volatility is normal. Then in about October, the normal season when the market takes off and usually runs through April to June, we believe the market will put on a major rally, and that it will extend through June of 2019, which should be the best period for this four-year presidential cycle and the best period for the economy as well. What's been going on? Well, really, two things are happening. Number one, you've had a very, very big problem with a change from very radically expansionary economic policies, interest rate policies around the world, where central banks have cut rates to a radically small, low level, and then at the other end, to get us out of the recession that began in 2007-2008 and ended in 2009. That recession still was making itself felt in world economic growth until this year. In the last 6-8 months, world economic growth has picked up, and we believe it will continue to pick up throughout 18 and throughout 19, throughout 2018 and 19. Combine that with excellent economic growth in the United States, lower tax rates for corporate people, repatriation of money from abroad, buybacks by companies of their own stock, increases in dividends, increased capital spending, all of which are incentivized by the new tax law, which incentivizes the creation of new plant and equipment and expansion of business activity. We will have very good economic growth in the United States this year, probably somewhere around 3.5%. And next year, and then in addition to that, we'll have about 2.5% inflation. That will lead to about 6% growth, with corporate profits rising between 18, some people say as high as 20%, because of the lower tax rate. If with the lower tax rate, with the repatriation of capital, and with the fact that many companies that lost money last year will not be losing money this year, we do have 20% corporate profit increases, we could have a much higher stock market by the end of the year, once it becomes clear that growth will continue throughout this year and into 2019. Another major event taking place is rising volatility. After a couple of years of low volatility and low stock market performance up until 17, 15 and 16 were low stock market performance, 17 a good year for the stock market. The rising volatility and shrinking valuations of some high-flying stocks means that the former leadership, the technology stocks, will probably take a breather here and not lead the market for the next few weeks and months. The big technology stocks are coming up under more government scrutiny, and they're selling at very high valuations. There's no fundamental problem with the growth rate for most of these companies. Even with increased government scrutiny, even with higher taxes from Europe on advertising by Google and Facebook, even with other restrictions put on Google for their data policies, even with potential restrictions from the governments of Europe and the United States on all internet media companies, we can be assured that their growth rate will still be strong. Therefore, we think these stocks will be good long-term investments, but for the next few months, the money is rotating out of these kind of companies into more prosaic, slower-growing companies in finance, in industrial, and in consumer areas. Let's talk a little bit about trade wars. There seems to have been a big fear recently about trade wars. We have to point out to you that we don't see this as a real developing into a real trade war. There are actually 12,000 products that before this in the United States, when imported into the United States, had tariffs. Tariffs are not a big deal. People yelled and screamed about them in the industries that are impacted by them. But for the economy as a whole, these tariffs are a tiny amount of change. What also happened immediately after we put the tariffs on, South Korea came to us and cut a much better trade deal than we'd had with them because they wanted the tariffs on iron and steel removed, and they wanted us to continue to support them in various ways, including in working with North Korea. So all of a sudden, South Korea came to the table and rapidly signed a trade deal, which is much, much less unfair to the United States than the trade deals we'd had with South Korea for decades. We believe those same kind of trade deals will be signed with Canada, with Mexico, with the European Union, with Britain, and with many other countries. So we're not at all concerned that this tariff issue will turn into a major trade war. What we do think it will turn into is lower U.S. trade deficits gradually decreasing over the next 3 or 4 years. What else do we see out there as opportunistic besides certain stocks in the U.S.? And those stocks in the U.S., we might warn, should only be bought on dips. We've had dip recently, could have our little rally here for a few weeks. But then we expect more dips in the middle of the year into the fall, and then a big rally at the end of the year when people see that 2019 will also be a good year. Within the world, we don't see much of opportunity in Europe. We see Asian and emerging markets as good. We especially like Vietnam, Thailand, Malaysia, and Taiwan. Within gold, we think gold itself has been an okay area and will continue to be an okay area for coming years. Slow appreciation, not fast. Slow appreciation, a very slow-moving upward bull market in gold. As far as cryptos and ICOs go, we write a lot about that. We talk to people about it, and we're speaking about a conference, the Money Show, in Las Vegas in May, talking both about international investments, precious metals, stocks, bonds, currencies, and cryptos. So if you happen to be in Las Vegas area, you can always drop in at the Money Show and hear us speak, or you can call us at any time. We're happy to speak to you about our ideas, our approach, and why we think opportunity exists in the world. As some people are commonly saying, there's always a bull market somewhere and we'll find it for you. This has been our policy for the last 40 years. We have been doing that since our inception in 1971. We would love to continue to do that for you in the future. Don't hesitate to listen to our podcast, subscribe to our free newsletter, or to our quarterly conference calls. All the best to you all, and thanks for your time. Happy holidays.